Good evening, Texas. Good evening, Houston. And of course, good morning, Philippines. My name is Aileen Ligatizan. Welcome to Legal Treats. It's Friday again. And so with us tonight, of course, Neska. Neska.
Good morning from the Philippines. I am Neska. Good morning. Good morning also, Attorney Aileen. Good evening there in Texas. Welcome to Legal Treats with Attorney Aileen. This production is proudly brought to you by Lawin Media Network. We are currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So be sure to join us every 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed us live, don't worry. You can catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged.
So, and if you have any questions... Yeah, and if you have any questions, yeah, comments, or feedback, or shout outs, feel free to post them on the comment box, and we'll try to read them during the show and maybe try to answer your questions if you have some questions for me or for Neska. And yes, it's Friday again. But before it's Friday again, it's actually the new year. So happy new year to everybody. It's 2025, right? So how does it feel like to have to celebrate the new year, Neska?
Well, here in our family, we just had a peaceful celebration of New Year, though there are a lot of noises around us. But yeah, the celebration was simple. We shared foods with the neighbors and also with our relatives. We spent time with them, spent really quality time, because, you know, after the celebration, we're all back to reality and we'll get started and we'll go back to work, like what we do now.
That's right. And yeah, just like you, we had some simple celebration. I really didn't see fireworks this time, mm-hmm, because we chose to celebrate in a theme park, like an indoor water park. Is actually the newly opened Wolf Lodge, Great Wolf Lodge, here in Webster, which is about 30 minutes away from us. There's another Great Wolf Lodge, but it's up there in the north, like somewhere in the Dallas area. So that's like about 5 hours drive. So we definitely chose the one that is closer, which we're very thankful. It's an indoor, there's an indoor pool, like a theme park inside it. So we get to go swimming and all that, and everything happened. And they also have great programs there. So the kids, they enjoyed it. And we had a chance to also participate in some of those events. So it's a different, this year, our celebration was kind of different because we usually go to watch fireworks either in San Antonio or somewhere down in a Galveston beach, along the beach. But yeah, we change it for a bit. Sometimes you gotta have to experience something different.
Yeah, and it's good to experience something different, especially if you also change the year to 2025.
All right. So usually keep our New Year's resolution, and I heard somebody say, no, it's not a resolution, actually solution. Tell me about that. I think you were the one who told me about that. Was it you?
I think it's Krisha.
Hi, it's Krisha. We should ask Krisha later on. What's your solution, yeah, Krisha? Right? Let's bring her in if she's ready. Okay. So anyway, well, of course, we're looking forward to a prosperous year, but we are also getting ready for challenges that the new year will bring us. Whatever kind of challenges would that be, we have to prepare for that. And in order for us to prepare for that, we're going to have to arm ourselves and empower ourselves with knowledge, you know, and skills. And here in Legal Treats, we share legal knowledge, and not just legal knowledge, but a lot of things that you may learn something and share it also with others whom you think will need the knowledge that you've gained with us. Or from us today.
Yeah, I'm also excited of what 2025 is in store for us. Likewise, we are also excited to give them the recap of what we discussed last time. Here in Legal Treats, we had a discussion about the several types of domestic abuse, such as the physical, the emotional, and economic and the neglect and the sexual abuse and stalking. But now we are going to discuss specifically about a certain topic, and that is physical abuse. Today we are going to understand physical abuse in actual cases. For us to understand it, we'll have to, I think we have a video to be viewed here.
A man abuses his wife every day. A man abuses his wife every day. Unexpectedly, one day, the scene of domestic violence was seen by his daughter. In order not to let her daughter learn bad habits, the woman quickly asked the nanny to take her daughter away. But unexpectedly, the daughter was still influenced. The next day, the kindergarten teacher called the woman and said that her daughter had beaten a classmate in school. In response, the woman found her daughter and asked. The daughter said that she saw that her father beat her mother like this every time and said that those who did wrong should be punished. Seeing that her daughter had been influenced by her husband, the woman decided to escape from this home. Since her husband had installed surveillance cameras in every corner of the house, she could only create the illusion that she was still sleeping while her husband was at work. Then she secretly slipped out with her daughter. Unexpectedly, when they arrived at the airport, they found that her husband had arrived here first.
Oh. So we've seen in the video that the child was just like a mirror of what was happening in their household. The child saw that her father was beating the mother, and likewise the child also did physically abuse his or her classmate.
Well, if this is a movie, right? Probably it's a movie. It's not like, you know, it's, but it doesn't mean it's not happening in real life, in real world. As a matter of fact, we see a lot of similar kind of abuse or violence that involves physical hitting, you know, slapping, pushing, boxing, and you've seen in the video how the child was actually affected by this scenario, right? As a matter of fact, I remember something. It's parang kasabihan sa Philippines na yung nakikita ng bata mali sa paningin nila, so na-adapt nila yon. Nagiging tama pag lagi nilang nakikita sa paligid nila. Tama ba ako yun, no? That's the concept. So, malaki yung role na ginagampanan ng mga adults, especially ng parents, sa loob ng pamamahay, sa the way yung paglaki ng bata, yung perception niya, yung mismong ugali din niya, yung tingin niya sa relationship. So, and I saw that one, and that's why I felt really bad about that, because I've encountered cases like that, not just read them, but really encountered it. Basically, involved some lung cases na nandol ko. There were physical violence and there were children involved. So, and that's actually what we're going to talk about tonight when we come back. Nag-break na ba tayo? Ako na nauna.
Yes, we go.
Eska.
Yes, we go.
All right, we'll see you.
Calling all food lovers and aspiring culinary stars. Get ready to turn your kitchen dreams into reality with The Commissary Kitchen, hosted by none other than the adobo queen herself, Nancy Reyes Luman. From perfecting classic dishes to navigating the commissary business landscape, Nancy's got you covered. Because in her kitchen, every dish tells a story, and every recipe is an opportunity to shine. Join us every Thursday 8 p.m. CST or Friday 10 a.m. PH time, and let's cook up something extraordinary together.
All right, we're still with us here at Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen. We're going to talk about understanding physical abuse in real life cases. So before we move on to that, Attorney Eileen, we discussed this already last time, but I think it's still worth discussing kung ano nga ba talaga ang definition ng physical abuse. How do we know it's physical abuse?
Well, definitely from the word physical, you know, there's actually physical violence happening. You know, the acts of hitting, slapping, pushing, even by the use of weapons, and that's also physical abuse. Yung guns, knife, yung mga deadly weapons, or even just a piece of wood, you know, used to hit you. That's physical abuse. And I think that usually you see evidence of the abuse, right? Bruises and all that, but not all the time, because some of the abuses are, well, yung iba kasi magagaling nala silang magtago niyan eh. So they hit you in you know, in body, sa body parts mo na di hindi basta-basta makikita. Yung iba naman, they try to avoid face, hitting the face para walang mark, di ba? And when I'm saying, well, I'm saying this not just between spouses, but also between parents and children. You know, mm-hmm. here in the United States, we discipline kids. Well, not, let me talk here, just here in Texas. We can discipline our children, and I just want to correct the wrong notion that we cannot, you know, we're not allowed to hit our children, you know what I mean? Because they call 911. Because children are being taught in school to call 911 if they are being abused or, you know, physically hurt or any emergency, they are actually taught in school. So, kaya lang, sometimes, you have to differentiate between disciplining the child from abusing the child, you know, physical abuse na from just discipline. Dito kasi, we like just in the Philippines, we're allowed to, but not to the point that it will amount to, or it's not amount to physical abuse already, like repeatedly, not necessarily, or unreasonable use of force sa bata, abuse na din. Magiging physical abuse na nga naman yun if it's, mainit lang ulo mo, sinasaktan mo yung bata. But if tinidisiplina mo yung bata, napala mo nung one time, no, it depends on the gravity, by the way. So you'll have to look into a lot of factors. Hindi naman talagang bawal mo na talagang disiplinahin ang bata. So, you know, going back to your the definition, physical abuse, yun yun. Minsan may bruise, minsan wala. But it depends on how the abuse was done, if there was a physical violence involved. Yeah,
Attorney, you've mentioned na physical abuse, minsan merong pasa, merong wala, there are visible or non-visible signs. If ikaw na victim of physical abuse, mahirap kasing patunayan eh, that you were physically abused when there are no signs or there are no visible signs that for example, you don't have any injury, wala ka namang bruises. How do we prove that? Or can a victim of physical abuse file a case also, even if there are no visible injuries?
Well, when you say physical injuries, are we talking more of like parang visible wounds, kanyan, or pilay? Sometimes you have broken bones, but you just don't see it, diba? So, definitely if you're... Yeah, so I always tell my clients, if you are being hurt physically, seek medical attention. Kasi sometimes you don't see it right away, yung effect. You know, the effect could be visible later on. But it's important to see the doctor para maiwasan mo yung two reasons why you want to see the doctor or seek medical attention. One, of course, to avoid making it more complicated, yung parang lumala, yung wound mo, yung sugat mo, yung fracture mo, kung meron man, at least makikita nila agad. Second, that is also part of documentation. So that you have record that, you've seen the doctor this, you know, this day and this time, and the reason for that visit because of, you know, injury that was caused by hitting or physical violence sa bahay mo. So that's why kahit na wala kang nakikita, you have to seek medical help or at least man lang magpa-check up ka.
So if ever you've been a victim of physical abuse, kailangan mag-seek ka talaga ng medical help, no? Not Oo. Only for documentation, but also para syempre matreat din.
Oo, syempre, because you don't know. Mamaya, like what happened when, sa isa sa mga clients ko, she was hit by, you know, by, I think, if I'm not mistaken, parang hair dryer.
Okay.
So kasi, you know, sometimes pagka nasaktan tayo na we didn't feel that it's not serious, we just brush it off, di ba? Kaya naman, you just don't wanna go to the doctor, or baka naman pag pumunta ka sa doctor eh, magalit lalo yung spouse mo, pumunta sa doctor, di ba? Are you already, re-report mo ba ako sa police? And then mag-escalate. So minsan natatakot din na pag pumunta sa doctor para hindi maghinala yung partner mo that you are already documenting him, or you're planning to file a case against him, or magsumbong ka sa police, right? Pero, syempre, you have to find ways to go see the doctor. Now, maybe not right away kung nandyan yung abuser mo, di ba? You have to find a way to go see a doctor. For, like I said, for those reasons that I already mentioned. And also, kapag ka talagang kailangan, malala na, or palagi na, you can also get a protective order. And you can use that one as your evidence so that the court can issue a protective order for your protection against the abuser.
Yeah, but I understand also, attorney, that these victims of abuse usually are afraid of the abuser. They're afraid of leaving the house for fear of like retaliation, or they're afraid that they will not live or they will not survive without their abuser, without their spouse. So what can someone do to do if they are in the situation that they're afraid to leave an abuser?
Well, unang-una muna yan, they need to know that they're being abused, and they need to know that they have rights, you know. Yeah. That that the other person have no right to hurt you, or ikaw yung victims. So, una syempre, you have to create a safety plan. Kapag alam mo na sasaktan ka, syempre mag-prepare ka na. Kung let's say, this is not an isolated incident.
Mm-hmm.
Nangyayari na lagi yan. So, alam mo na iuuntog ka sa pader, you know, meron ka na dapat mga safety plan ahead of that. Alam mo na rin i-position ang sarili mo kasi you have to protect yourself. So most of the time, the abuse happens when they're just the two of you. So nobody else can help you, or if there's somebody else, could be a child, who's gonna be helpless. I mean, who cannot help you, right? Yung iba naman, you can also reach out for support. Support mo from friends mo, kaibigan mo. What I always tell my clients na in this kind of situation, to keep in touch with their friends. Kasi at least man lang, kung yung friend mo na lagi mong kausap, nagte-text ka lagi, nangungumusta, if hindi ka nakasagot, o wala man lang activity sa phone mo for one day or two days, that's something unusual, they can check on you. Diba? Welfare check, yon. So that they know that you're still alive, yan, parang proof of life, ba ganon. So, but you need to have a support group, either family or friends or church mates, ganyan. You have to have, do not isolate yourself. Always keep, parang ano yan, emergency number na just in case something happened to you, you can call that person, other than of course 911. You know, and stay connected with them. And of course, syempre, seek professional help if needed talaga, either legal help or medical.
Yeah, speaking of staying connected, we also encourage our followers and our listeners also to post their comments at the comment section so that we may be able to read that on air. I think, Attorney Aileen, we'll have to go on break.
Yes, see you in a bit.
Welcome to Season 4 of Be Bold. Why not? Get ready to make bold changes in your life with MJ Concepcion. Dive deeper into the discussions. Listen to the unstoppable voices of MJ and her guests, the legends and the rising stars. Join the celebration of talent, sports, passion, and the power of music. Tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central, Tuesday, 8 a.m. Philippines. See you there.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I am here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me.
And we're back.
So we're still back here at Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen. We've been discussing about understanding physical abuse in real life cases. So this time we are going to discuss some cases. Also, attorney would share real life cases. We will not, of course, disclose some sensitive information, but yeah, we will going to have the sharing of real life cases involving physical abuse. So yeah,
we've been sharing real life, you know, stories already. Do we have any questions or comments? Just let us know. We don't want to
continue. Continue posting your comments in our comment section below, so that we may be able to read that on air. We're live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. So, wag na kayong mahiya, guys.
Well, you know, understand that this is quite a sensitive topic, yeah. And nobody really wanted to kind of talk about it, especially if you're involved in that situation. Maybe your friends. And I can say this because some of the clients that I had now were physical abusers involved. Hindi sila yung nag-reach out sa akin. No. Hindi sila yung naunang mag-reach out, kundi friends. And then sila pa, yung friends nila ang nagko-convince sa kanila to consult an attorney or go to the doctor, you know. Hindi sila ang nauna. They will just keep quiet most of the time because they're the one involved. They're conflicted what to do. Like what you said earlier, natatakot din sila sa retaliation. Baka kasi pag nalaman ng spouse nila na nakipag-appointment sila o nakipag-usap sila sa lawyer, alam na, you know, kung na yung papasok sa isip ng spouse, it could be worse than what's already happening. And I know this because I can tell this. Of course, I can't disclose the identity, but she's a Filipina, married to an American. Siyempre naging ano na rin to, Filipino American na rin yung Filipina, ano. So they were together for a long time, and she's being physically abused, and she just don't wanna do anything about it because she wanna preserve the relationship. Wala naman silang anak, but in the same household nakatira yung kanyang, she had children from prior relationship, that has early marriage, prior relationship, and then yung mom niya din nakatira sa bahay nila. And then the spouse, nananakit pero extreme eh. Nananakit pero pag hindi naman siya galit, love naman niya. You know what I mean? So kaya parang nako-compensate yung sakit ng love. Mm-hmm. They see it that way na, oh, mainit lang ulo niya. That's why nasaktan niya ako. Pero pagka okay naman siya, sobrang lambing. So, ganoon pa ulit-ulit yun. But of course, the people around her is seeing different
perspective,
yes. And it's an abuse, physical abuse. So that's why they're convincing her to separate, to divorce the husband. But she couldn't simply do that because they also are partners in business. So that's, you know, kind of complicated the situation. But you know, and she only reached out to me because of immigration question, which turned out to be, oh, ano naman pala, you don't need to stay in a relationship, in an abusive relationship like that, just to, you know, enjoy some immigration benefits by staying in a relationship. It's not. There's also a way, kasi iba, even though they wanted to divorce her husband, parang feeling nila, they're not gonna the petition, if the petition is still filed, pending petition for a spouse to get either green card or maybe to naturalize, kala nila, they have to stay in that relationship. So tinitiis nila. Pero that's not the case. Siyempre tinitingnan din yung situation mo, nung applicant, nung individual. So that's why it's always best to consult an attorney who can help you understand and explain your rights. Yun. Now, in the Philippines, on the other hand, there's also a lot of cases of physical abuse. And I know Nesca, ay may kwento tungkol dyan. So, hit it, Nesca.
Yes, Attorney Aileen, the usual scenario kasi sa victims of physical abuse or domestic abuse is that yung nasabi mo nga kanina na parang it's repetitive na, that they parang mag-aaway, there's tension building, then mag-aaway ng malala, magsasakitan, or ayun, the abuser will physically harm the victim. And then there's severe beating. And then after that, sobrang loving na ni abuser. That usually happens in a domestic setup, victims of domestic abuse. That's what we have, the concept of battered women syndrome. We have that also here.
It's like what May have mentioned there on the screen.
Yeah, part of the vicious cycle. It's a battered women syndrome. There's a phase kasi, like the first phase is that there's tension building. Siguro mag-aaway yung mag-asawa into something, marital problems. And then after that, will follow yung severe beating ni abuser. And then after niyang, for example, a choke, a slap, or punch, or hitting, the abuser would be very loving and tender loving care na yung pinapakita niya sa kanyang tawag dito victim or sa other spouse. So that has been the cycle of the domestic abuse. So yun, there's this case here in the Philippines, the Hinosa case. It's a landmark case dito. Mm-hmm. What happened here is that Hinosa, or the woman, first name is, let's say, Mary Vick. He was convicted of parricide for killing his husband. His husband is Sugarol. Also, maraming bisyo. And her husband has been beating her severely. Battered wife na siya. But merong time na Hinosa was pregnant. I think she was 8 months pregnant of their child. And then, sobrang nag-away sila ng husband. And then, of course, the usual, the husband will beat her. And parang inuntog siya ang ulo niya. And then, the husband threatened her to kill, threatened her na papatayin siya ng husband. So, sa sobrang takot ni Mary Vick, after nilang mag-away, she decided to kill her husband. I think she shoot her husband. So yun, she was charged with parricide kasi nga asawa niya. Yeah. So ayun, but the Supreme Court lowered the sentence because they considered the circumstances of Hinosa, wherein the Supreme Court considered na Hinosa then was a battered wife. Parang the defense kasi ni Hinosa was that they nagawa lang ni Hinosa yun to protect herself also and the child in her womb. But the other side, the prosecution, tama ba? The defense.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm confused na. Sabi ng accused, their defense was that it cannot be a self-defense because there was no unlawful aggression na. Wala na kasi
was the provocation anymore.
There's no provocation anymore kasi natapos na yung away nila. Wala nang unlawful aggression. So,
yes.
Mary Vick cannot say that she just
self-defense.
As a self-defense. So, but the Supreme Court considered her circumstances, that for years she was being abused by her husband. Parang nag-bottle up na yung case ni Mary Vic, that parang it came to a point na siguro punong-puno na si Mary Vic, and she was already so scared of her life and also the child in her womb that she was able to kill her husband. So ayun, nilower ni Supreme Court yung sentence niya, and then that's it. The Supreme Court acknowledged that domestic abuse really happens here in the Philippines, and sometimes the victims can do also things that they're not, at first they're not capable of doing, but parang they're being empowered to do that, to defend themselves, kasi they're also being abused.
So yeah, there's the constant fear of getting hurt, and threats coming from the abuser. Yeah, but of course we have to not abuse that as well. They will still have to look into specific circumstances of the case. No, but of course your allegations should be backed up by evidence, corroborated by witnesses and other circumstantial evidence that will show that you really are exhibiting that kind of syndrome. Because it's easy to say, oh, I'm like this and like that, but you always have to document everything. Yeah. Ngayon, because of the technology, everybody's taking a video, everybody's recording, diba?
So everybody's taking the screenshots.
Yeah, I was screenshot. Ayan na naman tayo sa screenshots, diba? So, but yeah, well, use those technology and apps or whatever you have there to document what's going on, para meron kang evidence. Kasi sometimes, if it's just your words against his, or against the words of your abuser, not necessarily a male, right? Kasi pwede din among women ang abuser. You have to have those documented evidence mo. Yung iba nga dyan, wag naman to the extreme na nilalive mo yung karumal-duman. Because of course, you have to think of yung mga makikita naman ng mga tao. Although it becomes part of the, like, resibo mo, evidence mo, it becomes public, and then lalabas yan. So it's hard to dispute if it's already there. Well, when we talk about rules of evidence, you know, importante how you collected those evidence, ha, and how you preserve those evidence. Ganyan ang ano dyan. So, but yeah, battered woman syndrome, this is something that we should explore more maybe next time, because it's happening all around us, but sometimes we just don't know. Like what I've said earlier, hindi ka lumalaban, wala kang ginagawa, you stay in that situation because you don't know your rights. And it's not just knowing your rights, but also how to enforce your rights or protect your rights. Kailangan alam mo rin yun. Kahit alam mo, oh, you know, it is my right not to be abused by you, but so what? But what do you do now? How are you going to protect yourself? What do you do next? So you need to know also how to protect yourselves and how to enforce those rights. All right?
Yes. I think we'll have to take a break muna.
Yes, break muna tayo.
Join us for a captivating new series where Lon sits down with the trailblazers of the music and entertainment world. Discover the stories behind the faces and voices that shape our culture and community.
We will bring you exclusive interviews with industry legends and rising stars. Behind the scenes insights, and get a peek into the creative processes and personal journeys. Artists and performers and their upcoming shows and events.
Stay tuned for more updates and sneak peeks. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our channel.
Beyond Health and Wellness, Dr. Rich and Nurse MJ. Let's explore the journey to holistic well-being. Listen to insights that inspire a healthier, happier life. Uncover. Empower yourself. Take charge of your well-being. Whether you're looking for tips on nutrition, mental health, or fitness, This show is for you. Beyond Health and Wellness. Every Friday 8 p.m. Central Time, that's Saturday 10 a.m.
And we're back here at Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen. So earlier we've been discussing physical abuse. We've discussed cases, relevant concepts involving physical abuse. And Attorney Eileen has been mentioning earlier that kailangan, first step is you should know that you are already being abused so that you are able to protect yourself. So this time naman, Attorney Eileen, we're going to discuss the legal protections, kung anong pwede nilang ma-avail if you are a victim of legal abuse.
Well, it depends yun sa, no, sa what kind of abuse is happening. Right now, we're concentrating more on physical abuse. In general, of course, you can always seek a protection from the court if you need a protective order. In divorce cases, we always ask, I always ask is there a physical violence happening? You know, are you afraid of your life? You know, is your spouse abusive? What kind of abuses? Kanyan. When was the last time it happened? Kanyan. And did you document all this? Because when we file the divorce petition, we also apply for either temporary orders or protective orders. Para, you know, let's say within a certain miles, hindi kang pwedeng lapitan ng abuser mo while the case is pending. So protective orders, yun yung... Sometimes you can get an ex parte, which means walang hearing because of the urgency of the matter, you know. But usually it only has 14 days life. So after that, maghihearing to see if it can be extended and be converted into temporary injunction. So ibig sabihin, during the duration of divorce, in-enforce mo yung protective order. So the other party cannot go near you within a certain, you know, radius. You know, miles radius. And then hanggang sa matapos yung divorce nyo para you can feel safe while the case is pending. But depende rin yun sa gravity, like, you know, you said it could be also another case, could be a criminal case, you know, not part of the divorce proceeding, kasi yung divorce is civil, diba? So it depends on your situation. That's why it's always best to consult an attorney who can assess your situation and help you protect your rights and, of course, enforce it as well. And even in the Philippines, ganun din naman yan. You can see... Sorry. You go ahead, Neska.
Yeah, also here in the Philippines, there are some legal protections. Like, there's, of course, the law, that the Anti-Violence Against Women and Their Children Act of 2004, or what we call the RA 9262. That law offers protection to women and children who are victims of physical, emotional, and also psychological abuse. So, like with the Texas, we also have here protection orders, like temporary protection order, permanent protection order, and also we have a barangay protection order also. And we also have some restraining orders na pwedeng magamit against the abusers. So ayun, there are also some steps that the victim can report physical abuse. Pwede nilang tawagan yung local authorities or kahit mga barangay officials nila, pumunta lang sila sa barangay and seek help. And also, meron ding mga women's and children's protection desk sa mga local police stations na pwede nilang puntahan. And of course, the DSWD or the Department of Social Welfare and Development na pwede rin nilang mapuntahan for assistance and for shelter if they are also victims of physical abuse.
Yeah, well, dito naman sa Texas, there are, just like in the Philippines, there are non-profit organizations na tumutulong sa mga biktima ng domestic abuse. So sabihin na natin domestic abuse, no, not necessarily just physical abuse, but of course, it includes that, domestic abuse. So may mga non-profit organization funded by the federal government and the state. And I had the opportunity to volunteer in one of the shelters, in one of these non-profit organizations when I was in Dallas. So meron silang tinatawag na shelter. So if you're a victim, especially kung yung mga bata ka, you can seek help from them, and they can, if kasi diba usually yan abuser yan nananakit, and there's a threat of maybe could be fatal or whatever. Mm-hmm. So para ma-avoid mo yon, they put you in a shelter, which is also funded by the, you know, the government. And in that shelter, it's very secure. Ano, secure talaga yon. Nobody can just get in and out there. When I volunteered it, I had to go through a background check. And there's a code, and it's located in a secret location, and we cannot disclose where it is. You know, kasi nga, syempre, bawal na malaman o masundan ka ng abuser mo, because you don't know what's gonna happen pag nahanap ka niya. So they shelter you there. They provide food, everything, and not just food or basic needs, but also they have programs to empower you para you can stand on your own. And most of this, nakita ko when I was in the shelter, they were immigrants. So they will help you in your situation. They will help you also empower yourself. So they will also take care of filing a case against the abuser, you know, if they find a probable cause to file. That's why they are also in partnership with the local police and authority. And at the same time, if you need help for immigration processing, they also provide that. They can also file. It depends on your situation. I've seen there victims of domestic violence and trafficking, both labor and sex trafficking. So you have these facilities, and they're funded by the government. All you need to do is just to reach out. Now, one of the challenges that I encountered ko doon is actually the victims themselves ay bumabalik. So yun din yung problema ng mga tumutulong. Kasi syempre, we're like, katulad ako, I'm very much concerned at that time. You know, safety, I'm very much invested sa welfare ng tao, including the children. We empower them. We teach them skills so that pag natapos na yung kaso nila, they can stand on their own. Kasi most of them, hindi sila nagtatrabaho na sabay lang because they're being controlled by their spouse, di ba? So ngayon, we teach them how to stand on their own, be strong women. We empower them. Kaya lang, minsan, bigla na lang silang nawawala. And nasa na si ganito? Bumalik pala doon sa, ano, sa abuser. Because gonna brainwash na sila na, no, I love you. I didn't mean to do this. It's just that I'm stressed and, you know. So maraming mga ways silang ginagawa to brainwash you. So you need to see this para alam mo to protect yourselves and your children.
Yeah, it's important talaga, attorney, that they are empowered of their rights. As we have said earlier, paulit-ulit natin sinasabi to, that they need to understand that they are already being abused in order for them to seek protection. Kasi meron din namang mga laws, meron ding mga, like you said, NGOs, or there are non-profit organizations that can help them with their problems. Actually, help is everywhere.
Where you reach them. Okay. Yeah. So Neska, it has been a very interesting discussion, and I know that there's a lot more that we can share, but we only have, you know, we're almost done. Yeah. So, and we're always extending because really this is a good topic, but we have another live show coming up. So, what will be our topic next Friday?
Yeah, next Friday we're going to explore on emotional abuse. I think we also have to discuss some cases there and the signs, impact, and the legal responses of emotional abuse. So, abangan nila yan next.
Yeah. Abangan yun next week. Join us. And you can already actually start thinking about your questions. Don't be afraid to post it there. Now, if in case you will post some questions after the show, we'll try to check them out. And maybe we can, you know, address them next time. But try to post your questions during the show so we can address them right away, because we cannot promise to that we can get back to them, as we have different topics every episode. But this is a series of topics that is centered to domestic violence. Yeah, different types of domestic violence that we encounter in our daily lives. So, again, this is Aileen Ligatisoid. Thank you for watching Legal Tweets. Thank you, Lawin Media Network. Thank you, Krisha, our Krisha is our invisible hand, the woman in the chair. Siya yung nasa kabila dyan. And thank you, of course, Nesca, for joining me again for another episode of Legal Treats. So we'll see you next Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, and Saturday naman, 8:30 a.m. Philippines. So we'll see ya. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.